Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
And many questions with this one, like, does Cody finally get to finish the story? But more importantly, these are my personal questions. One, does Cody Rhodes get to enter like a boxer, kind of like what he did in AEW, where meron siyang resback, like the Nightmare Family comes out, diba? Sina DDP. Well, you can't have Arn Anderson or Dustin Rhodes there, but I'm sure they can cobble together a who's who of legends or people related to the Rhodes family, diba? Does Cody have that moment? Do we get like an Avengers-style comeback na lahat ng mga sinagasaan ng bloodline over the years na good guy pa rin, lalabas sila para respakan si Cody, like Seth Rollins, Bay Uso, Sami Zayn?
Going on, this is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You're listening to the longest running episode. Podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Chino Liao, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH checking in for the second half of our anniversary live stream. That's right, 10th anniversary namin, and sakto, it's WrestleMania week. So in this episode, we're predicting WrestleMania Sunday. So tune in if you want to hear what we think about WrestleMania 40, if Cody Rhodes will indeed get to finish his story, and everything else in between. We'll also see you this weekend at our viewing parties to be held at Skinny Mike's BGC and at Hobby Stadium. Walk-in tickets still available at 450 pesos. They all come with a free iced tea and a chance to win prizes from our friends at Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, from Hobby Danzy and Hobby Stadium. So we will see you there for our WrestleMania 40 viewing parties at Skinny Mike's BGC and Hobby Stadium, April 7 and 8 Manila time. Doors open at 6 a.m. Main show starts at 7 a.m. And now here are our predictions for WrestleMania Sunday for WrestleMania 40. All right, let's get to our predictions for WrestleMania Sunday. Ang daming nagsasabi na baka magwala daw sila kapag nag-bloodline rules or kapag nanalo sina Rock and Roman. We do encourage that everyone, you know, be passionate and react naman, 'di ba, during the viewing parties. Basta huwag kayong magwawala na makakasakit kayo ng iba o magda-damage kayo ng property o alam mo 'yun, gagawa kayo ng gulo na makakapinsala. Yun lang. But everything else, you want to scream, you want to cry, you want to throw yourself on the floor? Sure, go do that. Don't involve other people, di ba? Let's make you viral. Malay mo, yung video ni Rowan, ma-feature naman sa WWE and not TNA this time.
Viral in a good way, guys. Viral in a good way.
Viral in a good way, di ba? Sundin pa rin natin yung don't try this your house na sinasabi ng parokya ni Edgar. Yung Undertaker music video.
All right, WrestleMania Sunday, here we go. Let's get to our predictions, starting with Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. Does Drew get his moment finally? And does Drew finally get to say, I prayed for this and it happened, as it relates to holding up the World Heavyweight Championship at Mania? Chino, what say you?
Yes, I believe this is Drew McIntyre's moment to shine. I feel like him saying things like, or Seth Rollins rather, saying things like, you're the least of my concerns, hindi kita iniisip, it's going to bite him in the butt come WrestleMania. And Drew McIntyre has his, especially because of that promo from two Raws ago now, I feel like this is his moment to shine. Diba? They have reached the pinnacle of this character arc that he's currently on now. And if they really believe that this is the best Drew has ever been, it's the time to take the title off of Seth. So I feel like Drew wins here.
Mm-hmm. Same thing here. Drew wins because he's having so much momentum at this point. And you know what? The bold take here. Drew wins. Priest tries to cash in. He fails.
All right. That would only be the second cash in WrestleMania history, by the way, if Priest actually cashes in on WrestleMania Sunday.
But ako naman, I want Drew to win. Same reason, I want Drew to have his WrestleMania moment, na, like win the world title in front of millions, or not, they're not really a million, but like in front of a crowd. He failed to do that in 36 and 37, and I think this is the right time. He's been waiting for this moment, and the moment is here. Kaya, he earned the victory from Elimination Chamber. He really deserves this. Ang ganda ng build ng storyline na to.
Mm-hmm. Sabi ni Febriandi, basta Broken Dreams ulit yung theme music niya. So I actually got to interview Drew for the podcast, and then somebody asked him about Broken Dreams, and then sabi niya, iba pa rin yung, ano, yung beat ng Gallantry, his current entrance theme, because people can actually march along to it, they can clap along to it or stomp along to it. And speaking as someone from the business who takes face and heel psychology into consideration, if Drew gives you the Broken Dreams theme, all the more na ichichiro mo siya when he's supposed to be the bad guy. Yeah. Diba? So he doesn't want that.
So, that's why he's something to consider. That's why he brought it up one time, and he was like the ultimate babyface in that match, diba? Nung Clash at the Castle 2 years ago. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, next up, we've got the Women's Royal Rumble match winner in Bayley taking on Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship. Ito, damage control contra damage control. Rowan, we'll start with you.
Bayley. Part of me wants Io to win, actually. Pero Bayley needs to win this one. She has failed numerous times to capture the women's title against Bianca back then. Pero I just want Bayley to have the Batista moment. Because the build of the story was heavily inspired of that Evolution breakup. I want Bayley to win this one.
Mm-hmm.
Medyo no-ko lang talaga kasi ako sa build-up nito eh, honestly.
Bakit? Paano?
Kasi di, mapapansin mo sa mga, even sa promotions itself lang, this match doesn't get promoted as the other women's title match. Eh si Bayley yung nanalo ng Royal Rumble eh. Which, that's kinda unfair to Bayley. So, you know what? I give this match another PLE where I think they can invest really in how they tell the story. So, you know what? I'll go with Io here to retain the title. Bayley can
Chino, break
it.
The tie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Bayley as well, simply because this does not need another PLE. The winner of the Royal Rumble, it's funny how they didn't build this as much as Rhea versus Becky. Kasi yun, tayo na, ano ba ginawa ni Becky, diba? She just won the chamber. That was the last ditch effort on her part, and yet she gets more of a push. Si Bayley, tinaob na nga siya ni Becky, tinaob pa siya ni Jane Cargill, diba? So now, she's playing second fiddle in a storyline which is essentially her own storyline, diba? I don't know if they could have built this better or how they could have built this better. Pero ang sa akin lang is if Bayley is going to play second fiddle in her own storyline, kung subplot na lang siya in the main arc that she started, then I would much rather see her walk away with something from that. So I have to finish the story. They're going to break up Damage Control, break them up, and make Bayley walk away with the title.
Ito, split decision din pala yung comments ng mga listeners natin. We've got a couple, like sina Glendale and France, asking for the return of the Bayley buddies. I don't think that'll happen anymore just because the Bayley character has grown up.
Yep.
Diba? Like, when she turned heel and became the role model and then later on the leader of Damage Control, parang sobrang adult na nung character niya compared to the Bayley who had the Bayley buddies and just wanted to give hugs and stuff.
Yep.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah. Ito, people have been saying na si Bayley has wanted to come out to WrestleMania to a Paramore song. So, sina Derv, sina Glendale, Julian, they're calling their shot kung anong magiging Paramore song. Ito, guys, if you know your Paramore, which Paramore track would you like Bayley to use for her WrestleMania 40 entrance, assuming na they actually get to work on this?
Misery Business for me. Like that's the best Paramore song for me. So that's yun yung gusto ko.
Si Rowan, Ain't It Fun. Ain't It Fun is such a downer of a song though. Hindi siya pang entrance. Hindi siya yung tipong gusto mong mag-sprack o magwala. Come on, Rowan. Ikaw, Chino.
Yeah, I don't know my Paramore well enough to say. Ano ba? Mr. Brightside, the Paramore song by
no.
Dance. Sugar, we're going down.
I mean, we gotta educate. I don't listen
to Paramore.
We gotta educate Chino about punk. Emo punk.
I'm an old man. I'm fine where I am. You know, it's not.
Chino has bigger things to deal with, like avoiding gout.
Yeah. Just, oh, God. Paramore is not a priority in my life.
All right. Moving on. Home security is probably the priority of one AJ Styles, especially after that home invasion from LA Knight. They're going head to head against each other at WrestleMania Sunday. Emil, we'll start with you.
Someone actually when we were predicting Jay versus Jamie, someone pointed out that dapat may stipulation yon. I think this is the match that needs a stipulation. Because if you have been watching this story, medyo dapat may ano to eh, may parang no holds barred element. Kasi someone is invading someone's home. So isa bumawi, pumunta rin sa bahay nung kalaban niya. So,
yeah!
They should have, parang dapat may ano to eh. I feel like a singles match won't be enough for this match. So parang naalala ko bigla yung Triple H Randy Orton. And that match should have been like a no DQ, but instead they just wrestled as a normal wrestling match, which I feel like this yun din yung kahantungan nito, which does not satisfy the story for me. But nonetheless, I go with LA Knight here for the win.
Because
he's the AJ at this point, he's at the position where he is still a star, but he's there to put over new stars. And LA Knight is a rising star in WWE. So, nararapat lang. LA Knight should get this win.
Sinasabi nga niya na David Shoemaker from The Ringer that AJ Styles, or having a match with AJ, is kind of like this generation's version of having a match with HBK at Mania. What do you guys think about that one?
Possible, because AJ Styles has found himself in that showstopper role, diba? Wherein when you get an AJ Styles match, it's actually special now because he's built that tenure in the WWE for quite some time. So that said, I feel like they're going to screw LA Knight again. I really think that's what's going to happen here. And this isn't the end of the Styles Knight feud. So I'm going to say AJ Styles.
All right. Rowan.
To break the tie, I'm going for L.A. Knight.
Yeah!
Yeah. There we go. All right.
You know?
I agree with Emil's point na parang tama nga eh, parang AJ Styles is established na rin. He doesn't need to have this glory na siya lagi nananalo, that have WrestleMania moments. He's the type of guy nga na putting over talents na lang siya. And tamang-tama kasi LA Knight is a guy who is a rising star. So, I'm going for LA Knight here.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll get through the final three matches of WrestleMania Sunday. And meron pa tayong pa-giveaway because it is our 10th anniversary live stream on the Wrestling Podcast. We have two more tickets to our WrestleMania viewing party. your choice of venue. So yan, papamigay natin yan right after we go to break. But first, let's hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Magandang, maganda, 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 magandang araw para sa mga mas nakaka-lurky na storya.
Mas masayang kwentuhan.
Mas nakaka-utot sa kaligayahan na chismisan.
Mga kaabang-abang na storya.
Aba, tutok na lagi sa Tambalan Podcast!
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
All right, let's get to our next match right here for WrestleMania Sunday. It's the triple threat match for the United States Championship. I actually like this poster. Sobrang angas na itsura ni Logan Paul dito. Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. Rowan, what do you think is going to happen here?
Dad's going to win. I want KO to win. Parang hindi kasi na follow up yung storyline na Kevin Owens title match at Royal Rumble. Like, he got screwed there. And then, parang dumiretso na agad tayo sa Elimination Chamber. Tapos, Randy Orton got inserted. So, I want Kevin Owens to have his moment. I want him to win the United States title para, you know, justice.
Okay. Emil, go.
But when was the last time Logan Paul lost?
Like, what do you mean?
I'm trying to remember. Like, lost a match.
WrestleMania? Or a match?
No, ever. Like, Chamber? Ever. Like, no, yung sa kanyang
career. Like a singles.
He lost Roman Reigns to Crown Jewel.
That was last year, pa, no? 2 years, 2 years ago. So, I think Logan retains.
Lost to Seth last year at WrestleMania.
Oh, natalo ba siya kay Seth? Okay, yeah. So you know what? I'll go Logan Paul here to win. Because they're trying to establish him as a full-time WWE roster member, and you know he's still holding the US title, and you know it's for the clout din eh. Like you see Logan Paul on his everything that he does, then dala-dala niya yung US title. So I think WWE wants to continue that, so I go with Logan here for the win.
Yeah, I am also begrudgingly going with Logan Paul here.
Have Logan Paul lose with this logo on
That's the exact reason why I'm going to say Logan Paul, because they put the Prime logo in the middle of the ring, which we have to watch for 6 fucking hours, 2 days straight now. So now that they have the Prime logo in the middle of the ring, wala nang atrasan yan. They are hitching their wagon to Logan Paul. Also why I said that A-Town Down Under might win, because seryoso sila with their Logan Paul investment. Triple H really believes in what Logan is selling. And kahit tayo, ayaw natin, wala tayong choice. Kasi hindi tayo Bakman. So I'm gonna say Logan Paul retains.
Oh, you see, Chino lang yung ano, Chino lang yung salty about having the Prime logo there in the center of the ring. For the record, I actually am all for it because that's money that will trickle down to people like us.
To people like us. Natatawa ko.
Yes.
Pero natatawa ko sa, like, I can imagine, like, Logan Paul losing. Tapos, he's just laying down at the Prime logo. Like, I just find that visual fun.
That's actually a good visual, too. Like, even if he does lose, magandang tignan yun as a visual statement. I mean, it still promotes Prime, diba? There's no such thing as bad publicity and all that, you know, so...
Yeah, Julian, do you know why Rowan's not bitter as a sponsorship? Because he doesn't have Prime in the middle of the ring money.
Yeah, ganito sa pera. Fuck that.
Wala rin siyang ano, wala rin siyang progressive match flow money. So, you know, wala kang masasabi, Rowan. All right.
Yeah,
we're done.
Kevin Owens fight. All right.
Yeah, well,
no. Sorry. What were you saying?
Have you seen Kevin Owens fight that progressive lady?
No.
I think that happened. Okay.
I don't think I'd want to. Si Flo.
Yeah.
Rowan, dami mong
Can we please move on?
Yes.
Let's move on.
Yes, we will.
Let's move on.
Why did we bring this guy back again?
Shut up, Rowan.
All right, next. We've got a six-man match between the Pride and the Final Testament. So it's the WrestleMania debuts for AOP and Karrion Kross. Meanwhile, see Bobby Lashley gets back to Mania after not being part of it last year, and the Street Profits, they're following up on their win in the WrestleMania showcase from 39. So, Emil, let's start with you.
You know what? Every time I see a segment between them, lagi nabubugbog sila Bobby Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't seen a segment that they actually went out on top. So you know what? I'm going to give Lashley and Street Profits here to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Lashley and company benefit from a victory. Kasi unang-una wala pa silang pangalan. Like, it's
meron na nga. It's the Pride.
Is that their name now? Okay, sorry.
Yes. Okay, it's actually Pride. on.com.
Okay. So I'm still going to say Last Testament. Final Testament. Final Testament. Ang haba ang pucha. But I'm going to say Final Testament because I just want to see this feud end. But more importantly, I just want them to take Karrion Kross seriously. The man is a beast. He was super dominant in NXT and now he's just being treated like a chump ever since he did the Rumble. So sana kung seryoso sila with this investment that they put into Karrion Kross and bringing back the AOP from Future Endeavorment, I feel like this is the time to do that. Because if you just give the victory to Lashley and friends, parang hindi naman din sila masyadong magbe-benefit doon given that they are already made superstars in this day and age. With the new guys like Karrion Kross and the AOP and by extension Scarlett and si Paul Ellering din, at for Hall of Famer na siya, they benefit so much from a WrestleMania victory and become credible threats to anybody down the road.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got Rowan. Yeah,
Chino just said my point, actually. I want the Final Testament to win kasi nga, parang it will legitimize them. And it's gonna be their redemption na rin. Kasi, like, yun nga, maganda yung run ni Karrion Kross over on NXT as well as the AOP. Pero pagdating nila ng main roster, parang they look like losers. They look so bad. Pangit ng booking nila. And I think they should go all out for the Final Testament on this one. And besides, I don't think the Pride needs to win on this one.
All right. Say what's up to Babyface producer Jasper, who's joining us in the chat right here.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Yeah, and so he is with the rest of our friends from the Pod Network. They've actually got an event tonight. Kaya akong dumodouble duty as producer tonight. All right. Here we go. It's time to talk about the main event.
I have to finish the story.
And daming questions with this one, like, does Cody finally get to finish the story? But more importantly, these are my personal questions. One, does Cody Rhodes get to enter like a boxer, kind of like what he did in AEW, where meron siyang resback, like the Nightmare Family comes out, diba? Sina DDP. Well, you can't have Arn Anderson or Dustin Rhodes there, but I'm sure they can cobble together a who's who of legends or people related to the Rhodes family, diba? Does Cody have that moment? Do we get like an Avengers-style comeback na lahat ng mga sinagasaan ng bloodline over the years na good guy pa rin, lalabas sila para resbakan si Cody like Seth Rollins, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn? Do we get a moment like that? Okay, what do you guys think? And then of course, your winner pick for the main event.
Okay, the second part na sinabi mo, Stan, that's too generous na lahat ng mga natalo ni Roman dadating na. Pero I do like the idea. Actually, I came up with that idea na rin. Like, I told this to Emil after the Royal Rumble party, viewing party, na I want to see Cody enter like how he entered at All In. Diba? Nandun sila DDP, sila Faro, Arn Anderson, and the rest of his friends and family.
Randy,
yeah. Yun na nga. I want Cody to win this one. We need to finish the story, man. Emil, sisisihin kita. You keep posting that. The Roman retains meme. Come on, man. You gotta stop that. Huwag mong batiin, man. Ako,
kahit sinong kasama niya, basta nandun si Mama Rhodes. Yun lang importante. Pag wala si Mama Rhodes, walang kwenta yan lang. Kahit sama mo pa si Brandy, basta nandun si Mama Rhodes na nanahimik sa Florida ngayon. Na dinamay ni The Rock. Kailangan kahit dun sa day one lang, dun sa day one match lang, versus Roman and The Rock, Mama Road, ringside, okay na ako. I don't necessarily know if the Avengers thing that you guys are pitching might happen. Like Rowan, I'm agreeing with Rowan here and saying na medyo dehado naman yun pag ganun yung nangyari. It takes away from Cody's win. Kasi ibig sabihin nanalo siya with an asterisk dahil dumating yung mga sinabi nila. Yes, nandun din yung bloodline, diba? Hence the bloodline stipulation. But at the same time, it's on Cody. The onus is on Cody to prove that he is capable of finishing this story and that he's capable of doing that on his own. That's why I feel like if Cody Rhodes does win here, and he's going to be my pick, if Cody Rhodes, when he wins, when he finally finishes his story, diba, it'll be very, very worth it. It'll be high drama at its finest. So I say Cody Rhodes win.
Wait, Emil, before you give your predictions, is it possible that we do finish the story and it just so happens that it is a sad ending for Cody and his two-year odyssey? Because that's still an ending. You still finish the story. You just don't come out on top.
Eh, di kung ganun, di dapat tapos na yung story last year, di ba? Last year.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if last year was Infinity War, this is the end game. And it has to end with the Cody win. And but I feel like ito, sabihin ko lang ha, a lot of I've seen a lot of people online saying, oh, lalabas si Stone Cold, lalabas si John Cena.
Oh my God,
I feel like you're setting yourselves up to be disappointed. Like, wag naman kayo mag-expect ng ganun. Like, I'm sure...
So basically, they're being wrestling fans, fantasy booking their own Mania moments. Right?
Okay, the only reason... The only reason they wanted that is because nakita nila sa ano sa production truck yun yung pictures ni John Cena and Stone Cold. Like, why? We don't need that. Jeez.
Pero I will agree there should be a moment where parang sa Endgame nalalabas yung mga atraso kay Roman to
help yung mga binangga nila, yeah.
Mga binangga like Jey Uso, Seth, probably LA Knight, even like Jay Styles maybe. So basta wag lang mag-expect. Although I will pop it if it happens. Like if we hear that glass breaking sound, I will pop. But you know, set natin expectations natin. And I will be ito, I've been joking about it. I've been posting memes about it, but I would be legit heartbroken if Cody didn't win at WrestleMania. Like I would be crushed. And
bakit, Emil? Tell us why.
Because they've been telling this story for 2 years now. Mm. And if they don't capitalize on it, sobrang sayang ng investment ng mga tao to Cody Rhodes. Like, si Cody Rhodes yung masisira if he doesn't get to finish his story. Kasi magmumukha talagang siyang champ na for 2 years, hindi mo matalo-talo si Roman Reigns. So, it's gonna be a disappointing ending if he didn't succeed here. So, I will be legit heartbroken and legit that this might affect my being a WWE fan if he doesn't win at WrestleMania.
Wow. So that's a big claim.
Yep. I'm not joking. That's real. I want Cody to finish. I want Cody to win.
Mm-hmm. You and many other people, to, naglalabasan lahat ng mga tinatawag ni Rock na Cody crybabies. Ito, one last, sinasabi ni Franz, Damian Priest with the heist of the century. Oh, what do you think?
No, what no, if? Come on.
Actually, mas dito ko nakikita si Priest eh.
iniisip ko rin yun.
Yeah, kasi he's a heel, you guys. He's a heel, alright? So he has to cash in against the face. And I think if Cody does win, he cashes in. But I also think that Damian Priest might fail at this cash in. Signs are saying that might fail. This will just be an extra added thing. Nag-cash in si Damian Priest. But nobody's going to take away the moment from Cody Rhodes. Certainly not Damian Priest, who they never teased is capable of doing such a thing. Mali natin, mali na ko, di ba? And I can always be wrong, right? But I feel like the odds are saying that si Cody Rhodes, despite the Damian Priest cash-in, still walks away the new UWU champion.
No. Yeah. No, please. No.
Oh, actually, because okay, if we have Priest cash in, and even if he loses, parang nakalimutan na natin yung nangyari na Cody versus Bloodline. Like, it overshadows everything. So, mm-hmm. I think it's just right na it ends with just Cody winning. That's it.
If Priest anything, they can just tease, they can just tease a Cody versus Judgment Day after, diba? Cody's on top, so now madami nang dumadating for him, diba? So they can just do that after. There's no need to rush Damian Priest, but he has like a month left before the next Money in the Bank.
Hindi naman 1 month, tatlo pa. July pa Money in the Bank.
3 months pa, diba? So madami pa oras for Damian Priest.
So in the past 3 WrestleManias, it always the heel, so Roman, who comes out on top at the end of WrestleMania. So saka there's a trend, diba? WrestleMania 10 was Bret. WrestleMania 20 was redacted. At WrestleMania 30 was Bryan. So this is I feel like every 10 years there should be a celebration at the end of WrestleMania. And if kung magkakaroon ng cash-in, it will just disappoint everybody. So
yeah.
Cody, kasi pala nagkaroon ng cash-in kasi sinabi ni Triple H, "Nay, gusto ko mapikon si Emil after WrestleMania. Gusto kong galitin si Emil nate."
Emil nate from Naga.
Oh, si Emil natin si Naga.
Spinesify na talaga kung saan.
Pipikunin natin yung nagpapakalbo. Yung maitim na miyembro ng podcast sa Pilipinas. Galitin natin siya.
Tagalog talaga si Triple H. Eh, no?
Oh.
Tagalog siya. It's a statement there.
Alright, last na. Mga suntok sa buwan na hinihiling ng wrestling fans. MJF, do you think magpapakita si MJF at WrestleMania?
No,
but it would be big if it's big if true.
I actually think it's gonna be someone else appearing. Diba, the Motor City Machine Guns have been free agents since a few days ago. So I think, I don't know, maybe they will be involved in the 6-man ladder match. You know, maybe they'll replace one of the teams there. Kasi may rumors din na lumabas na hindi pa na 100% sure na Austin and Waller is gonna be at the ladder match. So probably that. But MJF, no. I think by the end of his run last year, he was na-sign na siya ni TK na extension. And he's just taking a break here. So I don't think mas possible din Julia as well, mas possible pa yon kesa kay MJF.
I don't know about the guns kasi they have an ongoing storyline now sa TNA, na medyo big deal. They're teasing a breakup with the guns. So for them to win a tag team championship only for them to go back to TNA and then suddenly break up, It's a little iffy in terms of masasagasaan yung booking at TNA, essentially. Okay. If anything, if they show up, masaya ako kasi they get their due finally, you know. But I doubt it'll happen.
Ako naman, sorry. Yung sa ladder match naman, like, so if Will said na the rumors said it's the Motor City Machine Guns. Ako narinig ko from the from Chris Van Vliet's podcast when he was interviewing Matt Hardy. It could be Matt Hardy and Jeff returning. Pero
again, kasi like WrestleMania 33.
Matt's contract hasn't Matt hasn't signed his contract yet. So baka daw
Jeff is still contracted though. Jeff is still
yun din yung point eh. Like Jeff is still under AEW contract. So baka malabo.
All right.
Hello, the musical performance.
By the way, what's up, Hobby Dainzy? Thank you so much for the congratulatory message and for sponsoring another prize at another viewing party. Oh, sige, Emil, last na. Oh, yung live performances. Sige.
I want Lil Uzi Vert to go out since it's Philly.
They
already have Meek Mill, bro, and Lil Wayne.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Weezy, that's right. Diba, no, Lil Wayne did the thing. Lil Wayne's announced.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, all right. You know, may Jay Uso, si Lil Wayne. Yeah, so that's happening.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
That's
going to
be cool.
That being said, I do want Uzi in there because I think of all those guys, Uzi is probably the biggest fan. Diba? Not counting Wale, obviously.
It's Philly. So you got to have Lil Uzi in there.
Hmm.
Puff Daddy.
Yeah, I think France is onto something here. I think it's actually possible to have sick. Downstate there and perform Kingdom, diba? And then featuring live talaga yung ano.
Holy moly, it's the
yan. Yan ang nababagay sa'yo.
You've only been a producer one day. And you're already abusing it. Jesus Christ.
Daming alam ni Rowan eh.
And si Paolo na din si Emil, ang dami niya alam din eh. Si Paolo sa pareho. Let's wrap this up.
Oh, there they are.
I'm back. I will never be silenced. Baba booey, baba booey.
Oy.
Fucking, this is longer than it has any right to be.
Yeah, let's draw yung names now. Meron tayong, prizes. So we're keeping this long enough. We've got 2 one-day passes given away by our El Anonimo Patron. Maraming salamat sa aming mga Anonimo Patron na nagpapamigay ng mga prizes like these viewing party tickets. So we're looking for 2 winners and we asked you a very simple question on our Facebook page, and that is who won the very first brother versus brother match at WrestleMania? All of you got it right kasi obviously it is Owen Hart. So, eto na. We're ready to spin the wheel. At dahil na-kick out si Rowan, Emil, ikaw ang kumanta. Ikaw ang mag-play ng music. At our 2 winners.
Alright, who is it? It's...
Ayan, si Joshua Ventura. Teka, delete me.
Congratulations.
Okay. Yeah. So we have a winner. It is Joshua Ventura. Congrats. We're looking for another one. Emil, pakilista to. So we got Joshua Ventura.
Right.
That's one. We will look for another one. Itong raffle natin, markado ng mga DTI representatives. Ayun, si Sean Christopher Agnes.
Hey, Sean! Congrats, man.
Alright, congratulations.
Yan.
Congratulations sa ating mga winners, sina Joshua Ventura and Sean Christopher Agnes. Congratulations to all of you. We will see you at our WrestleMania viewing party. You can actually choose kung anong venue nyo gustong umaten, whether it's at Skinny Mike's or at Hobby Stadium. So congrats to everyone and thank you to everyone who joined our contests. Ayan, may applause ka na rin, Rowan. Okay, time for us to wind down, wrap up, and get out of here. Thank you very much to everybody who celebrated our 10th anniversary with us, for being part of the Wrestling Podcast community for the last 10 years. We really, really appreciate you. And please, stay tuned to our social media. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter, at Wrestling Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram, and on Spotify, kasi mag-a-announce kami right after WrestleMania 40 kung paano tayo magse-celebrate ng 420. Kasi sa April 20 talaga tayo magte-10th anniversary event. Alright? Time to get some plugs. Rowan, what do you have going on aside from bothering us?
I have made a severe and continuous lapse of my judgment and I don't expect to be forgiven. Alright. Now, I'm gonna plug our Patreon. So subscribe to our Patreon so that mabasa nyo yung freebie reviews namin. All of 4/5 of us are like doing the reviews right now. So basahin niyo yan. We're working hard on that. I might actually write something about WWE Speed now. So, you know, let's see.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Lang, sa akin
Emil,
naman,
what do you have going
on? Yeah, just follow the pod on every social media platform. And for the peeps in Naga, I think Caffeinate will have its own viewing party as well. Just watch out for the details on their Facebook page. I think I talked to Kuya Miko of Comedy Oragon. I think they're going to organize something there. So, depending on announce, but just watch out. I think they're going to have some sort of viewing party as well there. So, if you're far away from here, if you're in Naga or you're in Bicol, you can join in there. You know, you can have your own fun there at WrestleMania for this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Chino.
Right on. Myself, the Class Clown Podcast. Kung ito magtuturn ng 10 years old or has already turned 10 years old, my podcast is turning 4. And so we're going strong in our fourth season. This Friday, brand new episode featuring comedian and leather worker, leather teacher, Mr. Migo Morales from Soul Flower Co. Joins me, and he talks about how he quit his corporate job to teach people how to make wallets. Literal na yan yung sinabi niya. So please tune in every Friday on Spotify. Also, check out my YouTube where I upload all my comedy videos and try to make the most out of this Osmo Pocket 3 na hindi pa bayan. So it's youtube.com/chinosupersized. Also, because my podcast is turning 4 years old, I've decided to put a lot of the people that I've had on this season as part of a lineup, Wicked Dogs BGC. Sabihin pa naman to, May 4, tagal matagal pa, but if you guys want to take tickets now, they are up on comedymanila.ph.
All right. As for me naman, I'm on PBA coverage now that the wedding is done and all the hullabaloo has also gone along with it. I'm calling the I believe it's it's Ginebra versus San Miguel that is happening tomorrow night. Second game ng Friday doubleheader. I'll be calling it alongside Coach Ryan Gregorio on the Smart Sports live stream. So if you have the Smart Sports app, you can actually watch live PBA games over there. And yung MWF naman, we have our first tapings of the year. It is MWF Kasaysayan happening at the UP Film Center April 14. That's a Sunday, 4:30 p.m. It's a co-promoted event alongside Kyushu Pro Wrestling. Ito po yung company or promotion ni Tajiri, and he's bringing an entire lineup of Kyushu Pro wrestlers. So, of course, I'll be leading my stable, Oro Plata Mata. JDL will be defending his MWF Pinoy Wrestling Championship for the first time. It will be against Danger Rex Lawin. So, kita-kita tayo dun sa UP Film Center for MWF Kasaysayan. Yes, Ador, ang dami mong pupuntahang ganap. So, magkita-kita tayo sa lahat ng mga wrestling-related ganap natin. Thank you so much for joining us for our 10th anniversary stream, our annual WrestleMania predictions episode. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all of the work that they do behind the scenes. Thank you everyone for making the Wrestling Podcast a part of your weekly wrestling diet. Don't forget to follow us individually. It is at Chino Supersized, at EML_Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, at Rowiswar, and at _StanC. On behalf of Ro Moran, who's not here, and my other co-hosts, Chino Liao, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying thank you very much for 10 years of the Wrestling Podcast, for selling out our WrestleMania 40 viewing party. We really appreciate you all. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast out. Later, outcasts. And hello, Babyface producer Nikai.
Hello, peace. Nikai.
We out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.